Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro, Alabama. I'm happy to be back with you this morning. I realize that this is another day that we'll never be able to call back. And I hope that there'll be something go on record today for everyone that's got their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And not only them, but for everyone that's lost today and has got no hope. Because we can see this whole world is fixing to get in an uproar. Just only now, war is all around. There's the sounds are in the air everywhere you go. But that's not something, brethren, that's uncommon. The prophets told us it was going to be. We expect that. But there's one thing this morning that we do want to know, that we are ready to go. Now there's going to be a lot of trouble and sorrow and grief, which is already now. There's many that's losing their jobs, losing their homes, losing their automobiles. Brother, that is part of this troublesome time we're entering in now. But it's going to get worse. It may get better a little while and worse and better and worse, but after a while, it's going to get to where that God don't want his children to live in such a world. And he's going to come back and get them. And that's going to cause people today. Yes, there's people today that's wondering. There's people today that don't know what to do. They don't know how to turn. There's people today that don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And they don't know even how they're going to get through today. But I thank God today, friends, that he said he would not forsake us nor leave us alone. It makes no difference whatever might come and whatever might go. As long as we got Jesus in our heart, and he'll take care of us some way, somehow. The main thing is that soul, and that's going to be preserved. That's what I want. It's not this old flesh and blood, but it's that soul that I've got, that I'm hoping, brother, one of these days will be in the hands of God forever, where I can spend eternity throughout the ages from here on. Now, I want you to listen this morning. I want to read to you from the 12th chapter of Daniel. Old Daniel was a man, brother, and it got concerned. Yes, he did get concerned. And here's what he had to say and what he wrote, and I want you to listen at it. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble. Now you notice there he said there'd be a time of trouble. We're entering into the troubling days now, and such as never was since there was a nation, even to the time, and at the time thy people shall be delivered. See thy friends, we're going to be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Well, there's a book up there, friends, that if a man has got the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, his name is written in that Lamb's Book of Life. But if that name can't be found there, you won't be delivered into the heavens or in that place to where you can spend eternity with Jesus. Listen to what it says. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some do shame and everlasting contempt. Oh, listen, friend, God bless you. That man that dieth in the Lord, he's a coming back after them as like him. That man that dies with the Spirit of God in his heart, but when he raises up, he's going to go to that everlasting life. But that man that dies in sin, that man that goes down, it says, brother, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. As death finds you, so shall the judgment. So if the judgment finds you with sin in your heart, you're in trouble. But if he finds you with the Spirit of God in that heart, And he's going to say, well done. I've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many. Won't that be wonderful? I'm be glad to hear him say that, and I'm going to try it to him in a way to where he'll say that. Now listen, he says, but thou, Daniel. No. All right. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to rashness as the stars forever and ever. Now, brother, that's what I'm trying to do this morning. I'm trying to turn people, brother, to let's come on and get in the righteous way. Where there is no sin, no evil, no wrong. God bless your heart today, brother. You won't want to do that. You have no desire to do that. Because Jesus is in your heart. And brother, he said he left peace here on earth. My peace I leave with you. So if he's in there and you let him have his right away, then peace will rule in your heart. Yes, it will. It'll rule in your home. It'll rule in the church. It'll rule on your job. It'll rule everywhere you're at. But if there ain't no peace, brother, there must be confusion. There must be worry. Must be strife. There must be bitterness. There must be war. But that peace of Jesus leaves us, brother, without any confliction at all. And I thank God for it today. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Don't you see that, friends? And today, God bless you. That's the reason, brother, you ain't getting people today to come to church. That's the reason you can't get people when they do come. You young people, you can't get them in the altar. You can't get them to turn to God. No, why? Because there's one thing, brother, they receive knowledge. They've got knowledge of their own, and they won't come, they won't turn. No, they won't. Unless your heart this morning, and you can beg and you can persuade. God, brother, can demonstrate right in front of them, and it don't have no effect on them because of the hardness of the heart. That's where it's at. The Satan done got so much to offer out there. He's got those hearts smeared, and there's a hardness there, and you can't get into the depths of it. You can't call them to feel nothing. But friend, I'm going to tell you the truth today. That's where we're at. And I thank God because, brother, he didn't leave us ignorant. He left us with an answer. Listen now. Running to and fro. Going here and yonder. Traveling everywhere. Using their knowledge. Brother, and us causing something to happen to satisfy people. Or they'll pay big money to get their feelings satisfied. Or to get their mind cleared. Or to get that said that they agree with. But when it comes down to having to live a life that pleases God. Oh yes, brother, they don't like that. No, they don't seem to care about that. But I thank God today, brother, they didn't like him in the beginning. And they don't like him now. And I want to thank God because, brother, that I was honest enough one time to accept. Now listen. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two. The one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Well, listen, friends, I told you a while ago, God bless you, yes. Oh, listen, that there's wonders today. Yes, people are wondering what's it going to be next. Yes, they are. This man, listen, this man, I tell them to hold on. This man tell him, you can sin a little and get by. Yes, say, well, this man tell him you can go over yonder and do this. And this one will tell him you can go over yonder and do that. But listen, friend, God bless you. People today is in a wonder. Yes, they are. But let me tell you one thing. If you've got the spirit of living God and let it guide you, friends, I want to tell you what you'll do. You'll have no desire, no, but to walk straight. Yes, sir. And I want to tell you, these things thing today that people are talking and say, come on, it ain't no wrong. It ain't no wrong. Well, let me tell you one thing. That Spirit of the living God that dwells in your heart today, brother, it'll warn you. Yes, it will. That's the truth. When you can't go over them feelings, that's right. It'll warn you. There'll be a feeling. There'll be a fear come. Yes, sir, listen, friends. You'll have no desire to come to go that way. And I thank my God today. Yes, sir, it's that way because it's not hard. I've been in this way 44 years and it ain't been hard. No, friends, it ain't been hard. No, it ain't. I'm going to tell you the thing today. I just hope that I've done enough that I can hear him say, well done. That's the thing about it. Oh, yes, sir, if my work can be there, oh, if they follow me, brother, and I've got enough of them, I'll be rewarded for it. Yes, I will. But if I ain't got enough of works, I'll be like the old man with one tire. Oh, listen, friends. He was afraid and hid it. Yes, he did. I'm not afraid today. No, I ain't. I'm not afraid to tell the people the truth. I'm not afraid, God bless you, brother, to step out on the promise of Jesus. Because, brother, his promise is sure. Yes, they are. Now, this morning, I want you to think about that. Listen. And I heard, listen, the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he lifted up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that lived forever, that it shall be for a times and a half, what means a half a time, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, oh, these things shall be finished. Oh, listen, friends. I've always been told by the old minister behind me that time and times and a half means, times mean 1 year. Times, T-I-M-E-S, means 2 years, and a half means 1/2 year. That's 3.5 years. Well, listen. That's the way it bears out. That's right. In the Bible, there's going to be a time there for 3.5 years, friends. It's going to be terrible. Yes, it is. All right, listen. And he's talking about the holy people. All these things shall be finished. When he has accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, we know the day that they ain't the power ain't there. It ought to be. No, it ain't. Oh, listen, friends. God bless you. There's an answer in the Bible for all of this. Yes, he is. Mr. Burbanison. He was talking about because of iniquity, the love would wax cold. Oh, yes, it will. God bless you. He said, your sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. Listen, friends. It ain't only sin that'll get you. Iniquity will get you. Yes, it will. It'll cause you to go down to the burning torment with the devil and his angels. Yes, it will. Oh, well, then what is iniquity? What is it, friends? What is it? Oh, listen. It's these things that people are telling you today, it ain't wrong. That's what it is. That's because, listen, you won't be honest with your brother, or no, or you have a friend or your neighbor. You won't be fair with him. You'll cheat him. Yeah, you will. Oh, yes, you will. God bless you. You'll harm him by talking to him by his back. Oh, yeah, you will. Backbiting, all these kind of things, brother, will lead to sin. And listen, the word of God will come along. It'll tell you what you're doing. Yeah, it will. But you got so much pride about you, you won't give in. No, you won't. You won't repent. You won't get up and say, the word's found me. No, you won't. You got so much pride, you don't want people to know it. But there's one thing about it. On judgment day, oh, listen, friends, on judgment day, is it going to be told anyhow? Yes, it is. The Lord's going to say, depart from me, I know you not. He ain't going to say, I never knew you. He's going to say, I know you not. Well, you're going to say, Lord, what have I done? Well, Lord, what have I done? What have I done? I knowed you one time. I knowed you one time. Yeah, I did. But listen, I warned you. I tried to tell you through the word of God with that old minister down there when he was telling you how you were treating your brother, how you were treating your neighbor. I tried to warn you, and you wouldn't take no heed. No, you left my word and went your way, and today I don't know you. Oh, ain't that going to be bad? Yes, it is, friends. It's going to be bad. But listen, hear what he said. And I heard, but I understood not. Now that was old Daniel. That, oh my Lord, what shall be then of these things? Oh, brother, little things are getting bad over there. Yes, it was. This is old Daniel. He was a prophet. Yeah, things were looking bad to him. He had vision and he had dreams. But, brother, he interpreted them also for the old kings. Oh, he was a wise man. He was a man that God loved. Yes, he was. And he got, listen, he got to wondering. He got to seeing things, brother, he know wasn't right. He didn't understand because he said in here he didn't understand. And he wanted to know. Oh, yes, he did. All these things shall be finished. And he wanted to know what shall be the end of these things. Oh, listen, friends, today, would you like to know? Would you like to know? Well, there's things God don't want many to know. If many knew today, God bless you this morning, friends. If we knew what was going to happen 6 months from this morning, I'll tell you what the truth. We'd wring our hands. Oh, yes, we would. They might be people that killed herself. Oh, ain't no telling. But what would happen? Yes, that's the truth. So God knows what we stand and what we can't. He told us over there in the Word, brother, that men's heart would fail them. Oh, yes, it would. I'm no doubt this morning, friends, if the world knew what was going to happen 6 months from now, men's heart would fail them. Yes, it would. They couldn't stand the thoughts of it. No, they couldn't. But I'm proud this morning. Friend, it's just day by day. We're living day by day. That's what we're doing. And I don't know today what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know tomorrow's going to bring something. Yes, it is. So I want us today to think about it and let's be prepared to meet thy God. Now then, let me read on a little bit. I want you to listen to this now. All right. Old Daniel, you got to ask him that question, you know, about what shall be the end of these things. You got to want to know. You got to ask him questions. All right, and he said, God said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. In other words, Daniel, don't ask no more questions. Go on, Daniel, and just live till the time of the end. Everything's closed now. We ain't going to tell you. Because no doubt, friends, if it had told old Daniel what was going to be the next to happen, the old man, brethren, probably would have fainted in his mind. He could not have stood it, maybe. That's the same way I'm in you today. Oh, if we just knew. But it's a good thing that we don't know. I'm proud I don't. I don't want to know. That's the truth. I really don't. I don't want to know. But I'm sad. And about the things that are happening today, let alone 6 months from now, but just think about that rumor's in the air today all over the land. Brother, people are going to be killed, slaughtered by the hundreds. And it ain't going to be long, God bless you, till our children are going to be called up. They're going to be sent over because of war and rumors of war. They're going to be fighting. This nation's not going to escape. They're going to get into it. According to the Bible, every nation will. But now listen here. And he told old Daniel to go thy way. In other words, Daniel, you just go on. And don't be concerned about the things that's happening from here on, because it's going to be closed up. We're going to seal up. And you ain't going to know nothing no more now till the time of the end. Well, all right. He went on to say that many shall be purified and made white and tried. Well, you know today that these people, God bless you, that's running it cleansed up, it's full of the Holy Ghost, that's purified and tried. What is tried? Brother, bless your heart today. They tried Jesus, didn't they? The devil tempted him for 40 days and 40 nights. Don't you think they ain't going to try God's people today? They're going to be tried somehow. There's people today being tried. Yes, they are. Oh, I told you a while ago, people are losing their jobs, their homes. Yes, they are. They're losing their automobiles. They ain't got no money. There's people today, And God bless your heart, brother, that ain't got enough in their house maybe to last them till tomorrow. That's the truth. Yes, it is. And, brother, don't you think that people ain't being tried? But there's one thing about it today. Brother, if you're a child of God and you've got the Holy Ghost, He said He would not forsake you and leave you alone. I tell you what, if you do, yes, sir, if you'll come back and, brother, get in right line with this Word of God, as He's told us here, if you'll do that, and brother, I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll provide for you somehow. He sure will. You won't starve. You may think you will, but you won't. God will make the way somehow. That's the truth. Brother, I want to tell you, He's got power over everything in this earth. He's got power over the birds. He's got power over the fish. He's got power over everything. That's the truth today. So, brother, we're going to have to stay on our knees a lot more than we ever have. That's the truth. People today ain't got time. No, they ain't. They ain't got time, no. A friend today to talk to God. No, they ain't. If they get a little trouble, yes, sir, somebody, they'll run to the preacher. They'll want him to straighten it out for them. But listen, friends today, I want you to know today, friend, God bless you. If you want to get things straightened out, I say you go to God in prayer. He'll straighten things out for you. He'll take care of things, brother, that mean you can't do. Ain't that wonderful? That's right, He sure will. Thank God. Oh, now listen to what He said. Many shall be purified and made white and try. So I told you today, these people are being tried. These mothers and fathers are having to take their children back in their home with them. They're having to feed them. They're having to pay their debts. They're getting sued. These people are taking a bankrupt law by the thousands. Yes, they're getting trying to get out of trouble in this old world because that brother, he said it would be. And it's going to be. And it's already here. But we ain't had the trouble yet that we're going to have. The half has not been told. But now listen. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. Who are the wise? That's them, brother, the righteous people. That's them that's been purified. That's them that's been made white, clean in the blood of the Lamb. Now I thank God for that. I really do. But the wickedly shall do wickedly. Oh, you take that man out here, brother, and God bless you. Yes, sir. Oh, listen, friends. He may go to church. Yeah, he may do that. He may claim to be a Christian. Your neighbor over there, you'll wonder about him because he don't go to church. Yeah, he does. That's right. And you'll wonder, well, he's got a neighbor maybe that goes to church. But at the same time, you'll see him tell a little lie, and you'll see him out running around with a neighbor's wife. Yeah, you will. But you'll wonder, how in the world can that man be a Christian and do that? I'm a wondering. Oh, yes, sir. He may pay his debts. He may help the neighbors. He may give you food to eat when you're hungry. But listen, friends, it ain't going to get him by. It's going to take a man that's clean, pure in his heart. Yes, sir, full of the Holy Ghost. That's the truth to get by. Well, all right, brother. But then wickedly, you can tell them all day long. I want to tell you this morning, unbelief is what's going to destroy the world. Yes, sir. They didn't believe him back under. No, they didn't. And they ain't going to believe in you. Listen, brother, listen. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. All right, then, friend, what did he say? From the time that the daily sacrifice shall take away. There's coming a time, friends, when you ain't going to be able to serve God. No, sir, they're going to take this privilege away from you. That sacrifice is a time you've got set for your church services, a time maybe of day you've got set for hours to study your Bible, or whatever it might be. There's coming a time, friend, God bless you, you ain't going to be able to do that. No, the man that's a ruling over this world, he ain't going to stand for it. No, they'll kill you. They'll persecute you. They'll put you in prison. I don't know what they might do, but there's one thing about you, won't be able to do it. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. But go thy way till the end. Oh, listen, friend, the end's about here. For thou shalt rest and stand in the lot at the end of the day. Oh, listen, friend, God bless you. Don't you never study about the end. Oh, it's a coming. It ain't far away. There's going to be things happen in the next 5 years. And brother, so fast it's going to be pitiful. I'm going to tell you the truth today. There's things that's happened in this last 20 years. Brother, in the last 2,000 years, I tell you, there's more things that's happened to fulfill this Bible nearly in the last 20 years, and it did the whole 2,000 years. That's the truth. Well, what do you think is going to happen in the next 5 years? Friends, is it going to be pitiful? That's what it's going to be. But now, listen, I want to turn over here, and I want to read to you. We're talking about that man that don't believe. Oh, yeah, that man that don't believe. Brother, there's people today ain't going to believe me. No, sir. What I'm talking to you about this morning, they ain't going to believe it. They're going to turn a deaf ear to it. But now listen what old Mark said. Brother, Jesus told his disciples over there. Brother, listen what he said. Now when Jesus was risen, early in the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, of whom he had cast out several devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, and they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. No, they didn't believe it. This come out of the mouth of Mary when she'd seen him with her own eyes. They didn't believe him. And I ain't expecting you to believe me this morning. Only them that's honest. Maybe there'll be one or two out there that might believe it. I hope there is. But there's one thing about it, brother. I'm not expecting you to believe it. But I'm trying to get my little job done. That's all, Allison. After that, he appeared under another form of two, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, which means the rest of the people. Neither believed they them. See, they didn't believe. So today you think people are all going to believe? No. After he appeared unto the leaven, as they sat at the meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Even the disciples had unbelief and hardness of the heart. Listen, which had seen him after he was risen. They'd actually seen him. And after he went to them, here's what he told. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now you see there, brother, I'm going to show you how we're going to know people that believe. If you had $1,000 in the bank up there and you told me about it, how'd I know it if you didn't have something to show for it? How am I going to know you believed if you ain't got something, brother, to prove it? All right. But he that believeth not shall be damned. See what you people are going to get into that don't believe? You're going to be destroyed. That's right. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Yeah, listen, there's going to be some signs. All right. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, that was the disciples, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs of following. See, they believed the Lord. They took him in his word and went on to preaching and signs of following. So my time's up now. I want you to read that. That's the 16th chapter of Mark, if you want to read it, and you'll find it for your own self. The 12th chapter of Daniel. So may God bless you until next Sunday, and thank you. Brother, and I still need, won't be we much longer if somebody don't try to help me a little bit. So may God bless you until next Sunday.